All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You need to embrace pain. I think you need to learn through pain. I think you need to embrace beauty, and I think you need to embrace the good things and not shy away, because people don't understand that entrepreneurship, a lot of it is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are you doing? You're earning your way to the top. You have to earn your freedom. You have to earn your success. You have to earn your stripes. And I think that there's pain that needs to be inflicted in order for you to earn those things. Nothing beautiful comes without pain.
I agree.
So I'm going to give you one single principle, and it's a universal law. It's the Newton's third law. And it's the law that states that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? That for everything that you put out, there's going to be an equal return of that which you put out. So if you want to go to the gym and you have a goal of the body that you want, you're going to receive in return to the effort that you put in. So what does this tell us? That if you want something in life, you must be willing to sacrifice an equal proportion to that which you want. And if you live by that principle, that's all you need. You don't need anything else, because you know that if you sow something, you will reap in the same level of that which you sowed. If you reap a ton of fast food, a ton of fast gratification, porn, drinking all the time, you're going to reap in direct proportion to that which you sowed. And that is a universal law, a transcendental law, that if you apply it in your life, now you start looking at things and you're like, whoa, I'm in control. Like, I'm truly in control of everything in my life. And the reason that most people don't want to be in control is because it requires you to take responsibility. And it requires you to be at fault if you mess up. If you lose, it's because you're a loser. If you win, it's because you're a winner, but it's up to you. And that law alone has changed my life. I'm going to repeat it again. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, right? And if you understand this, you're like, okay, now I'm going to study. Why? Because life will pay me directly in correlation to that which I have given it. Just like a field, right? Whatever you sow, the mind doesn't care what you feed it. But whatever you feed it, it will return direct proportion to that which you fed.
The destination, everybody looks at, right? Nobody looks at the process. But when you look at the process, that's the prize. And the truth is, the price of progress is pain. The price of progress is pain. Most people do not want to experience pain. They like comfort. So if you want progress, you must be willing to, in the process, experience pain so that you may achieve your goal.
Everyone is self-made, but only the successful people will admit it.
Mm.
The unsuccessful people will not admit that they created that lack of success. They will blame the big man. They will blame the imaginary thumb that's pressing them down. They'll blame religion. They'll blame race. They'll blame everything except themselves. Every person is self-made. Every single person is self-made, because you are a construct of what? Your thoughts and your decisions. Nobody told you that you had to go do something. Nobody told you that you had to think a certain way. And if you did, and somebody told you that, are you a slave?
Hmm.
Or are you a free person? And if you understand that you have freedom and sovereignty, now you understand, like you said, you're fully accountable for every decision that you make. And when you're successful, oh, you want all the praise, right? When you're successful, hey, look at me. Look what I did. I'm fully responsible for this. But it's the same thing with lack of success. And it's the same thing with failure. And most people, when they fail, they don't like to look at themselves in the mirror and say, you know what? Maybe I have to change. People want change to happen to them.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to change. And when you realize that change isn't going to happen to you, you need to actually proactively determine your future. Then and only then can you actually take not only full accountability for your good actions, your bad actions, but for your full life.
the reason I'm a winner is not because I have a better brain capacity, because my brain processing power is so much better. No, I'm actually dedicated to what? To winning.
I've come to realize is that there's two types of pains in life, right? The pain of discipline or the pain of self-regulation, where you actually take control of your life and it hurts, right? Like you did professional weightlifting, you did professional training. There's a process. You probably hit plateaus of physique. You probably hit times where you hurt your body and you had to repair. These are challenges. Most people would quit. But then you have the pain of regret. And then the pain of regret weighs so much more because it weighs in your mind. And what I've come to understand is that if you can self-regulate and you can go through the pain of exploration, go through the pain of not knowing, go through the hardships of uncertainty, which comes with entrepreneurship and comes with paving your own way, it's a lot better than the pain of regret that most people end up experiencing when they don't take control of their lives.
Most people walk around with no goals, no ambition. They don't know where they're going. It's like a ship with no destination. If you don't know where you're going, you'll never get there. Once you know where you want to go, then you direct your time, your energy, and your attention to what? To the execution and the achievement of that goal. If you want to make money, you will make money. If you want a good network, you will have a good network. If you want to build a great podcast with great hosts and great guests, you will build a podcast in that way. It's all about intention. But most people walk around in life thinking that life is just a big fat lottery. And it's just not that case. Those that live by the lottery of life most likely end up losing because you're just gambling. I don't want to gamble with my life. So what I do is I set a goal and then I focus my time, energy, and attention, which truly are the only assets that you have. So when a lot of people come to me, they're like, Luke, I have nothing. Brother, you and I have the same exact thing, time, energy, and attention. But what you use your time for, it doesn't yield a return. What I use my time for yields a return. You get paid in proportion to the difficulty of the problems that you solve. Elon Musk said that once. You get paid in proportion to the difficulty of the problems that you solve. Most people that don't make money, they don't solve problems. Mm-hmm. They don't spot problems. They don't capitalize on problems. If you solve small problems, you'll get paid very little. The guy flipping the patties, like Tate says, somebody's got to flip the fucking burgers.
That's true.
Exactly. But they solve very small problems. So they get paid in proportion to what? Solving that problem. Yeah. You put a man on Mars, you'll get paid in proportion to solving that problem. So you need to focus your time, your energy, and attention to solving big problems. And hopefully your goal is to serve humanity. Mm-hmm. So you align your goal with a servant's heart of providing for humanity. And of course, there's scammers out there. There's people that aren't good. But I'm not talking about those. I'm not talking to those people. I'm talking about people I want to build real, sustainable, and scalable businesses. That is going to require time, energy, and attention. But you need to know where you're going.
There are rules to success. These rules are non-avoidable. They're universal, and they are applied across the board. And the first rule is have a goal, right? Without a goal, you don't know where you're going. You don't know where you're headed. There's a high likelihood that you're going to fail. Whether you have a convoy, whether it's a ship going to the ocean, if you know your destination, where you want to go, it's easier than if you don't. And the truth is most people walk around in life like accidents. They don't know why they do what they do. If I was to go to your local town, Mo, back home, and I was to ask people, what is your goal? 99 out of 100 people don't have one.
When you go and you eat McDonald's, do you eat McDonald's understanding that the reason you're eating McDonald's is because you've been conditioned to eat McDonald's like a peasant? Or do you understand and have enough self-worth, right, to be like, I'm not going to fill my body with shit? So what I've come to realize...
Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
Is a lot of people are forcing themselves to do good things. They're forcing themselves to get educated. They're forcing themselves to train. They're forcing themselves to
go out and have conversations with people or enjoy the sunlight or exercise or have a healthy routine. Instead of becoming the type of individual that enjoys those things. And the way that you become the individual that actually enjoys these things that are healthy is by realizing that all of these things will lead you to making more money, that all these things will lead you to finding better relationships, to being more happy, to being a better rounded individual. So instead of forcing yourself to get educated, instead of forcing yourself to eat healthy, ask yourself, why is it that I don't enjoy these things?
Yeah.
And answering that question is the most important thing, because you need to address that. Like, you not exercising is like, what the fuck's wrong with you?
You're the problem.
Yeah. Like, what is wrong with you here that is telling you, nah.
Yeah, why am I not doing it?
And that's the question, is because if not, you're going to be the guy that's always fighting against your mind. You want your mind to be on your side.
I heard you say this.
But you need to train it.
You were saying,
Leonardo da Vinci famously said, God will sell you anything at the price of labor. And that is true. So what you have to do is, if you want something, you have to work for it. Mm-hmm. And most people that think that the world is based off of luck have never truly worked for something. Not enough to understand that luck does not exist. It's merely a game of probabilities. You work hard, you work more, you work longer, and eventually you can increase your odds of success.
People think that life is all about pleasure and about being happy. Who told you that life was about happiness? Who lied to you?
Yeah.
Life isn't about happiness. Life is about life, about experiencing life. You're supposed to enjoy and learn and train through suffering the same way that you do from pleasure, right? Because now you realize that suffering is part of life. It's undeniably a part of life. So you enjoy it. That's why Paul says, bear all things with joy. Mm. Why? What's the perspective of bearing all things with joy?
So
that you view them, right, as training to develop yourself. So you embrace it. You embrace the tribulations. You embrace the trial. You embrace the difficulties. Just like you embrace the phenomenal sex. Just like you embrace the best food. You embrace everything in an unbiased way.
Exactly, because they're all part of the human experience.
What people don't seem to understand is the success that you enjoy today isn't from today's actions. It's from the accumulation of all the past seeds. And then people end up losing in the future. Yeah, that's because you slacked off today, because you're focused on the rewards from the past, thinking that you're eating them and indulging on them today, when in fact you're just indulging from past performance. And if you leave idleness in the present moment, your future is going to get fucked.
Yeah.
So it's like, how can you continue? And that's the super trap, right? You start accumulating wealth, you start making money, and you start slowing down, because your attachment and your value and your perspective of what it means to be high performance or productive is attached to dollars. But there's so many things in life that transcend dollars that you can focus on: your health, your nutrition, your family. What I tell people in the first side of the coin is, make it so hard to lose that it becomes easy to win. So if you have junk food in your house and you're overweight, mm-hmm. then what you're doing is you're creating a battle that shouldn't be there, right? Mm-hmm. So what I need to do is remove all sort of distractions, understanding that I have a goal in mind. But most people, they enjoy to do things that fuck them up. They enjoy to do things that aren't going to push them forward, because they have no objectives and no goals. That's one side. And then the other side is understanding that there's real factors of addiction, real factors of psychological warfare mm-hmm. that apply into how we operate that control us. So for example, how do you know that going out and partying and drinking is the ultimate version of fun if you haven't experienced a plethora of versions of fun? Mm-hmm. If all you know is that, then that's what you're going to revert to. So what I tell people is, don't fall into the bullshit. Don't fall into the psyop of what somebody else has told you is enjoyable. Go and explore multiple things, and don't become a slave to anything. The moment you become a slave to something, you lost.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the life that you have is a life that you chose.
That's deep. It is.
Like, you are today here right now, brother, because you said, I want to be here.
There's no other person that can do it.
Nobody. But the problem, you know what it is people are afraid of assuming responsibility for their actions. Successful people will tell you that they're self-made. Unsuccessful people won't. But they're both self-made. So the problem is most people don't trust themselves. And the reason they don't trust themselves is because they are in auto self-sabotage mode 24/7. Everything that they do, they're sabotaging themselves. No wonder you can't trust yourself. No wonder you don't have any courage. No wonder you think you're going to fail. It's because your mind is literally telling you, dude, how I can't trust you. I can't trust you. So you need to start on the small wins. Start focusing on the small wins. Get groomed. Clean your room. Start hanging out with good people. Read a chapter in a book and say, I'm going to read a chapter. And you sit down and you read it. Right? I'm going to read this news article and you sit down and you read it. I'm going to eat good food and not bad food. And you do it and you start building trust with yourself. Trust, reputation, rapport. And then you realize, wow, I can actually do anything that I want because I trust myself to do it. So learn how to trust yourself by doing the small things right. And how you do the small things is how you do the big things. So focus on the small things. Focus on laying down the bricks. And soon, when you zoom out, you'll have a wall of China. It'll be so big beyond comprehension, people won't be able to even understand what was built. It's because every brick that you laid was done with perfection. Small things.
And people don't like to think big, bro. Thinking big is scary. It's scary. You have to face the fear. The fear of failure, the fear of neglect, the fear of being alone, all these things you have to face, they're requirements.
Most people blame others. Most people fear the consequences of being responsible for the good things and the bad things of their life. I often tell people, everyone is self-made, but only the successful will admit it. Because the unsuccessful person, they're self-made.
Yeah,
but they won't admit it. They'll blame somebody else. They'll blame the imaginary thumb of the government. They'll blame the race. They'll blame the color of their skin. But they'll never look at themselves and be like, what did you not do? Because everybody's quick to be like, oh, well, I'm successful. I built this company. But what about when you fucked up? What about when you were inferior, when you were a loser? Did you take accountability for those things? And most people, I think, are just not comfortable with assuming that responsibility. So creating an ethos where we can be vulnerable, creating an ethos where it's okay to fuck up, where it's okay to fail, is going to revolutionize and change through authenticity how people interact and how people talk. And what I often tell people is this fear of failure is induced into us. It's not natural. If you go to the school system, bro, imagine how fucked it is to go to a first grader and give them an F and tell them you failed. Or you know what, because you didn't apply this and this, you have to stay back with, you know, younger kids and you shame them. Bro, that's fucking degrading. So from the beginning, you're conditioned to not try. Because if you try, there's a chance that you're going to be penalized. And you don't want to be penalized. Nobody wants to be penalized. Yeah. And then that translates to high school. That translates to university. That translates to the workplace. That translates to your interaction in your entire life. You just want to play it safe. And in that safety, it's all elusive. Because at the end of the day, you're going to die. So we all end up being in the same situation because we all going to end up dead. So there isn't any safety because we're all going to end up 6 feet under. So if you're going to end up 6 feet under, there's nothing to stress about. There's nothing to worry.
Yeah.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.